Barbadians are being told not to confuse that meeting that was held earlier this week on the Hyatt project with a formal town hall meeting. Developer Mark Maloney told The Gathering that there's still some work to be done before we reach that stage.
This is a presentation to kind of share with you our architectural designs and concepts and to get feedback, and we will take all your comments into account. As the chairman said, we will have a website up in the next week or two where we'll be able to share all the information. The project does not have planning permission. We're in that process now, and we sought to engage with the public to be able to share and get feedback so that anything that requires a change, not just from our end, but we're sure that planning is here and the regulatory agencies, that they can take into account. But the EIA has been done at a request of the planning department, and we can assure you that all of the consultants that have been engaged to work on each aspect of the EIA are credible, professional, and have the experience to be able to do so. All of the studies have been submitted. They're not public yet because we have not gotten to the stage that we are required to do the town hall meeting. We do understand the process for the town hall meeting where there's a 28-day requirement and all the ads in the paper and all of the studies have to be made public. And that time will come. So please, just wanted to clear the air on those to make sure that it isn't a perception that we have not shared any of the studies, because they're now with town planning and they will be shared with all the agencies through town planning, and then we'll go through that process.
Another spokesman at the session had this to say.
This meeting is a meeting of the two objectives, sharing information and having your initial feedback. And it is not part of the EIA process. So the EIA has been prepared. It will trigger a consultation process formally where the EIA will be made available to the public, as highlighted by Mr. Commission, and you will have another opportunity then to comment on the environmental impact assessment. Now, the environmental impact assessment will also include a social impact assessment, where the impact is looked at from two perspectives: the impact of the project on the community, social, and also the other way around. So, in terms of the questions raised earlier, those issues, thank you very much, but we hope to cover all of those issues within the context of the social impact assessment. Okay, so we thank you for the information. Again, we are hoping that your questions will feed into the design that will be presented to the final decision maker.
Mr. Maloney then sought to answer some of the questions that had been posed.
The high water mark, the requirements are 100-foot setback, and we are 30 feet beyond that, so we're at 130 feet. The marine impact study and the studies and so on will dictate the design. We are very aware of, you know, that we have gained land space in Carlisle Bay, and there is the ability through disaster that you lose that and so on, accretion. So all that is taken into account in design. The overwater suites, that's a policy decision, and the design of that will be dictated through the marine impact study, and that would all be made public. The project is $175 million US, and the intention is to have a public offering where the public of Barbados will get to invest money and so on, and the details of that will be shared by the financial institution that will be arranging the financing. Parking, we have currently 100 car parking spaces underground.
Here's a Sagicor financial tip. Did you know that Sagicor Travel Insurance allows you to receive emergency medical treatment if you become ill while overseas? Enjoy the benefit of complete protection from unforeseen risks worldwide. Contact your Sagicor financial advisor to learn more. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.